Yves Saint Laurent is taking a bow. The 65-year-old designer ended more than four decades in the fashion industry today with a news conference announcing his retirement. The news comes amid reports that Saint Laurent was angry at the new managers of his brand name and that he was running out of ideas. As NPR's Nick Spicer reports, Parisians today hailed Saint Laurent as a designer who made women elegant while breaking down barriers between the sexes.
He was the man who dressed women in pants and trench coats when proper ladies wore skirts and dresses. It was 1966. At the time, Yves Saint Laurent's designs were enough to get women turned away from restaurants and nightclubs. But today, the designer, wearing a black suit and black tie, wasn't out to break any more taboos. He was just an artist saying adieu.
J'ai depuis longtemps maintenant cru.
I have thought for a long time that fashion wasn't just to make women beautiful, Saint Laurent said, but also to reassure them, to give them confidence. The designer said he has always wanted to serve women and to accompany them in the great movement of liberation of the last century. His genius blossomed early. At age 21, he became the designer for the fashion house Dior. Then a man who became his lover, Pierre Berger, launched Saint Laurent in his own business. And the legend began. He was soon ranked as the greatest French designer this century, along with Coco Chanel. Saint Laurent created the tuxedo for women, complete with see-through blouse, and the safari look. His collections reflected the artistic movements of his day, such as the beatniks and pop art. But he said a woman was best dressed by the arms of the man she loves. The clothes kept their cachet and clientele, despite the turmoil in Saint Laurent's personal life. Crushing shyness, depression, drug abuse, and three bouts of rehab. But the talk outside the news conference was more about management turmoil. Today, the French designer gave up the haute couture, high fashion part of his business. It is financially insignificant, but is the creative heart of the Saint Laurent empire. Saint Laurent and Berger sold off the main business, the ready-to-wear clothing, the perfume and accessories, 3 years ago to Gucci. The Italian leather goods maker has an American fashion director named Tom Ford. Saint Laurent is said to despise Ford's designs. The French designer even opened a rival Yves Saint Laurent shop right next to the Gucci-owned store in Paris, recycling some of his old designs. Journalist Vincent Bussière says Saint Laurent was worried about his image.
It's quite hard for him to accept somebody else is in charge, and it's quite hard for him to accept it.
But Saint Laurent's fans, like the designer himself, avoided any mention of the dispute today. Vanessa Creeley-Smith works at the office of British Vogue magazine in Paris.
I've followed 20 years of Monsieur Saint Laurent's couture collections, and he's a great man, and he's the greatest designer. And that it's the end that he's closing his own house, I think it's incredibly sad.
In Saint Laurent's inner circle, people were reaching for religious terms. Betty Catrou is an old friend.
He's like God. I mean, he's the genius of France. And he makes everybody dream. I mean, he's unique.
True to his shy self, Saint Laurent read a statement today, which didn't really explain why he chose this moment to leave the world of fashion. He refused to answer questions afterwards. He quickly joined his chauffeur in the front seat of his limousine. His French bulldog, Mujik III, sat regally in the back. And then they drove off. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.